The only word for it was a tryst. I suppose you could call it a fling, but I never liked that word. Flings seemed to imply it was a throwaway. A tryst feels somewhat more sacred, still a temporary happenstance, but treasured rather than discarded. The things I experienced with him are something I will treasure always. I constantly try to recreate them in my mind, re-experience the sensations over my body as I learned how all parts of me were explored. First came his hands caressing my hair from the root down through the lengths, a little tug on the ends to let me know that above all, in that moment, I was his to do with as he wished. As his hands travelled over my hair down my back, he bent down and whispered in his deep, smoky voice what order he was going to continue things in. Those words, oh, so matter of fact, had my heart beating rapidly and I was already so wet and ready. But no, I'd have to wait before he even got close to my pussy. A light kiss on my lips and he blindfolded me, tying it so snug there was no chance I could even try and open my eyes to have a peek. He commanded me to stand as I heard him settle back onto the edge of the bed. And I was to stoop for him. I was so nervous, knowing that he was watching me, feeling his eyes burn into me, even though I had no idea where he was looking. Slower, he commanded, and all I could do was obey. I unbuttoned the shirt dress I was wearing, button by button, fingers trembling and struggling to get the last one. I was wearing a full lingerie set for him. I'd wanted to impress, but now I had no idea what his response was to my ensemble. Was he smiling? Was he getting hard? No clue. I just had to trust that he found me beautiful. I slowly turned and reached to the back of my bra, unhooking the band, making a show of it as I turned back around. I held the cups to my breasts as the straps tumbled down my arms. I relished the breath he emitted as I let the bra fall to the ground, displaying my pierced nipples to the cold air. The garters were not going to be easy to unclasp whilst blindfolded. Thankfully, obviously, he was merciful. He told me to keep the stockings on. Well, he said stockings on, but not knickers. I'd had the foresight to put them on after the garter belt and stockings. I hooked my thumb into each side of the knickers and slowly shimmied them down my thighs. The reaction I received at that moment was not just a gasp. I realized in that moment I was not only in his power, but he was also under a spell. The air felt so cool and tantalizing on my wet pussy, I was going to burst before he'd ever really touched me. I felt him approach. Just a movement in the air, and with a hand on the small of my back, he led me back to the bed. And he instructed me to lay on it, on my stomach. Of course, I complied. Again, he started by stroking my hair, fingers lingering on my bare skin underneath, roaming and caressing across my skin, down my ass cheeks, thighs, over my stockings to unexpectedly tickle my feet, back up my calves, up my thighs to really massage my ass. I told him before we started our play that he could do with me as he wanted. I was starting to worry about that. First quietly, then a little louder when I wouldn't comply, he told me to hold my ass cheeks apart. I did so, feeling so exposed and vulnerable. I felt the bed shift as he went to pick up something from the bedside table. cold and wet down my ass crack as he squirted lube onto me. Then a finger, working in ever widening circles as he prepared my ass for something as yet unknown. I found out soon enough as I felt a cold, hard object start to push inside me. I realized it was a butt plug that he was using to fill my ass. I was so turned on, and he hadn't even gone anywhere near my pussy yet. It was already so snug in there as he started raining blows on my cheeks. Soft and rapid at first, then bigger slaps. I was under strict instructions not to make a sound. I tried to breathe it out, but I couldn't help a little whimper here and there. On and on the blows landed. Both sets of cheeks red from the onslaught, my face because of trying to stifle all sounds. Suddenly, as it started, it stopped. The hands going back to massaging, him calling me his good girl, every nerve ending was alight, and as his hands travelled up my skin to hold my hair in a ponytail, he pulled my hair back and whispered for me to get on my knees. After I complied, he finally kissed me. Tentatively at first, teasing me, making me strain to reach his mouth, then deeply, passionately, tongue swirling, nibbling lips and sucking on each other's tongues. I felt like I'd been thirsty for so long, and his mouth was the only thing to quench it. He moved to the end of the bed, pulling me by my ankles, then my hips, until I was at the very edge, face down, ass up. Finally, he started to stroke my pussy lips, my wetness apparent and causing him to chuckle lowly, his fingers deftly prying me apart as he stroked around my clit softly, deliberately grazing it lightly, then harder in circles as I tried not to moan from the sensation, my ass full with the butt plug, my clit just begging for release. As I came closer to orgasm, he stopped. I heard him unzip his trousers, the head of his cock teasing my entrance. Oh, for a couple of beats. Just the tease. Then he started to squeeze his way into me. Slowly, as I was so tight from the butt plug and the near orgasm, relentlessly pushed into me. Until he was balls deep and I was out of my mind. As he started to shunt back and forth, slowly at first, then increasing speed, he told me to start stroking my clit, as he wanted me to come all over his cock. So I stroked as he thrust and stroked, trying so hard not to make a sound. Everything felt like it was on fire, and he was relentless, pushing in and out of me, over and over again, every nerve ending. It was amazing. So, that was the start of the evening. We still had 2 days worth of play. Maybe I'll tell you that story some other time.